வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of June, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
ரகுநாதான்விதம் த்வம் சஜீவம்.
The group that he is heading up is a little bit revolutionary in the biological field. Instead of taking biology from the point of view of chemical microscopic analysis, they take biology from the point of view of energetic, everything being energy stemming from some source.
This is only energy.
That everything
is
energy.
This is nice. Actually, it is so.
Yeah. Our last official result is, of course, a scandal for the Orthodox world. We did transmute to another. We achieved transmutation, like alchemists in the Middle Age, you see.
What he says was that the final conclusion of their research work has been to be
one able, of them, one of them.
One of their conclusions has been to be able to make one element to change into another element. They've been able to take iron
and chrome.
Iron and transform it into chrome by chemical process, almost like alchemy, he says. And this was a very startling for the scientific world.
Without chemistry, only with physical heat, 800, and pressure, only this. No, like the CERN, no atomic energy, nothing at all. Simply the natural measures.
We can give you one information that metals, like bell metal is combination of tin and copper and mercury. If you can mix it, it will become gold.
I'm sure it is possible.
Huh?
He says he is sure that is possible.
That is possible from what we have seen and made. Hmm.
But
it is not of great interest to make gold.
No, we are interested. We want gold for spreading Krishna consciousness. Nobody is paying us. We are simply selling our books, that's all. Nobody paying us. No government, no... You take so many million dollars for spreading Krishna. Nobody. That will require some gold. So biology, what is the basic principle of biology?
Understand this question?
Yes, the principe, c'est la vie, life.
Yeah.
And what is life? It is energy. Speaking in European language.
Life, what it is life?
It says it is energy. Life energy. Is energy.
Life is material.
Yes. Whose energy? Whose energy? Where from the energy comes?
From very, very high up.
Yes, it is. This matter is also energy. And life is also energy. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, this life for the living being is superior energy, and the matter is inferior energy. So, this living being is combination of the superior and inferior energy. But the superior energy is not matter, it is spirit.
Exactly.
Yes. And it is the, both the energy are coming from God.
Exactly.
Yes. That is our study. So the living energy, the spirit soul, it has got a formation. Formation. Form. That is also stated in the shastras, that 1/10,000 part of the top of the here. Here, the point. Here.
Dit que la dimension de l'âme fait 1/10,000 yen du point d'un cheveu. C'est la dimension de l'âme, selon les écritures védiques.
Hmm. 1/10,000 part of the exact version is Keshagra. Kesha means here, and Agra means the top. Keshagra. Shata bhagasya.
Il cite le verset en sanskrit.
Ah, yes, en sanskrit.
So that point you divide into 100 and take again one part of it and again divide into 100. That means you divide the top of the hair into 10,000 parts. Then that one part is the magnitude of the soul, spiritual energy. That spiritual energy is within you, within me, within the ant, or within the elephant. So we are living entities. And the body is inferior energy at the present moment. In the material world, the body is coming just like you are covered by the coat.
Il explique que l'âme, l'énergie supérieure, est couverte par le corps matériel, l'énergie inférieure, juste comme vous portez maintenant un manteau qui vous couvre. De la même façon, le corps couvre l'âme.
No, you see, we have tied with some other members, some of whom are very high in spiritual position. Outside of this world, we have tried to look, to reach for the old truth in the very old knowledges of humanity. We have tried this with Indian knowledges. We have tried this with Chinese knowledges. We have tried this with Mexican knowledges. We have tried it everywhere. And we have found that everywhere there is, when you go deep enough, the same truth.
He says that among their members, many of them are spiritually inclined. So they've investigated the ancient scriptures in China, in Mexico, all over the world. And they find that if you go down far enough in the philosophy, it is the same truth.
Yes, truth is for everyone. If it is true, truth cannot be different. Chinese truth is different from Indian truth. That cannot be.
But it
truth,
is the same.
Truth is the truth. Provided it is true. If you take something meant as truth, that is different. So, the truth is that this body is formed on the basis of that spiritual spark. That is it.
Scientific knowledge, they speak about the genetic code. And for us, the genetic code is very simple. And we are preparing a great revolution, for instance, in the genetic questions, in replacing the thousands of books of explanation, pseudo-scientific, with a single truth, and this truth explains all the genetic code.
Where from the energy comes?
From where it comes. Our poor human knowledge cannot get something precise about it. We must believe it. It comes from very high, but to explain it scientifically is completely foolish. Mm. That is our opinion. Mm. And further, as I said to you, we look at everywhere. If I take India, explain it, coming here, that I received about 10 or 12 years ago, that is what the Christian would speak about in mystery, something extraordinary. I received it from a holy man in India, with which I was corresponding from time to time. Without asking, I received a big book in Sanskrit. I could not understand a word about it. Well, I put it aside, preciously. Until his
what is that book?
It was the Ayurvedic Codex, the whole Ayurvedic medicine. Mm. This was his book. Mm. And I learned about it only 1 year ago, because a professor of Sanskrit from India, and had come from India to Europe, and he's in Paris, I believe, he was a professor of Sanskrit, and showed this book, and he said, it is marvelous. You cannot find it anymore. It is the whole Ayurvedic medicine. Mm. And this I had for 10 years, without knowing why. Mm.
So, we are very pleased that you are accepting that life is energy. Now, we
say... It is a name, energy.
Huh?
We gave it a name. It is much...
No, it is energy.
Energy.
Exactly the name. Because we say prakriti. Prakriti means energy. Nature. Just like it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, the aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. You find out the verse.
We are talking about the state of the world, who is going down. Since 30 years, I said, with pollution, with strength, with power, with everything, the world is going down, going to the catastrophe. And there is only one possibility to save it. It is the question of a spiritual revolution. Without a spiritual revolution, between 20, 25 years, the world is finished. How the world of which people are so proud.
Maybe.
And this, we are doing everything in our power to prepare and to do what we can to prepare this spiritual revolution. It is the thing we have to do today, to save the world. Without spiritual revolution, there is no possibility to save the world. It's going down, definitely. For this earth, yes.
So we have started this movement, spiritual revolution, Krishna consciousness. Why don't you cooperate with us?
Oh, you see, we are doing in our field everything we can. Mm. And we are preparing to bring this spiritual revolution. Mm. You have to bring to light all the old knowledges, the real spiritual knowledges. Mm. And this is what we are preparing. And it will take 1 or 2 years more until everything is prepared, can be shown.
You have studied Bhagavad Gita.
Some of them members know it perfectly. Mm. I do not. But
so you did that.
Yes.
Energy, two energies, how they are explained.
Yes.
Bhumi rapana lo baru.
Yes. This is in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 45. Humarapanalo vayu kamana buddha evacha hankaiti yane bina prakriti ashtada. Translation, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether these 8 comprise my separated material energies.
This is material energy. Bhumi rapana, explain that.
That the material energies, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. These energies, they come from Krishna. In other words, we're speaking of energy. Now, there is an origin to the energy. We always have an experience, just like there is sunshine here.
But the sun origin is millions of miles away. So in the same way, these energies also have origin. It's not that they are just existing without some source. And Krishna is describing here in the seventh chapter, this is called knowledge of the absolute, how these energies are related to him. Now, in the material world, it's described that there are two energies. This is called Vina Prapityashtada, inferior energy. This will be described in the next verse. Apareyam itasthvanyam prakritim vidimeparam. Now, this is describing the superior energy, or the param prakriti. And this is described besides this inferior nature, which is this earth, air, water, fire, ether. O mighty armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which are all the living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. So this earth, air, water, fire, and ether, just like your body, it is being sustained by the soul. And as soon as the soul leaves the body, then of course the earth, air, water, fire, and ether is no longer sustained in this fashion. It merges into the various elements or energies as such. And in this way we can understand that the material world is made up of two energies. As my spiritual master said, the inferior energy, or this apara prakriti, earth, air, water, fire, ether, etc. And the superior energy, or the living force. So the point is that the life force does not come from a combination of earth, air, water, fire, and ether. It is separate. That is the superior energy, he says. And on this point we agree. Now we have to find out what is the source of both the superior and inferior material energies. Or what is God?
That is spirituality. When we find out the source of these two energies, that's the beginning of spiritual life, or spiritual understanding.
And Your Holiness, you know, some of our members know this perfectly. Bhagavad Gita, all the holy scriptures, ancient holy scriptures, and all the others too. And have studied them for years, trying to look for truth. I am not in this state, and I'm, if you...
The truth is there, explain. Truth is there. Yes. Krishna, from him the energies are coming. He is the absolute truth. Param Sattam, Bhiman. Krishna is the absolute truth, Sattam. There, Bhagavat explains, Param Sattam, Bhiman. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, the supreme truth is there within our understanding. But people do not know it. Therefore, spiritual revolution means the people should understand what is this supreme truth. And then mold their character and activities according to that relationship. Then that is success of human life.
And I can say to you, you are making a very, preparing some of members, a very important work, which is explanation for our medical point of view. Of all the genetic code, which is in science something absolutely terrific, plenty, thousands of books and so on.
What is your explanation of the genetic code? He said, well, they're interesting. He says one of the conclusions that they have arrived at is that despite all of your research work, despite all of your scientific studies, if you don't have a simple spirit of inquiry, you won't be able to understand the codes of life. It says the genetic codes, actually there's a great secret, a mystery, which they are trying to prepare for general understanding. And that secret is that you must be of a simple, humble spirit in order to understand the mysteries of life.
You must try to look for truth. And when you look for truth, you see very extraordinary and simple solution explaining everything for the scientific men. But the time is not right to give it to them. A little later, yes.
You spoke of a destruction. You said that without a spiritual revolution, there would be some type of destruction. What exactly do you think of as destruction? What do you think of when you speak of destruction?
Oh, the world. will be dead. The world will be dead.
In the Bhagavad Gita, we have information that the soul is neither born and neither it dies.
I just make this world materialistic earth. Be careful. I don't mean life in general.
Now this is the point that my spiritual masters bring out, that the material energy is inferior. And in order to have a spiritual revolution, you have to understand the superior energy, which is eternal, without birth and without death. So of course there is no question of destruction for the soul.
Destruction in our Occidental language and perspective, which is not yours.
Destruction in simple terms. Just as we know something has a beginning and something has an end. That is destruction. So in Vedic terms, that which has a beginning and has an end is called material. And that which has no beginning and no end, but is existing nonetheless,
of course,
that is called spiritual or superior energy.
This cannot be destroyed, is it?
That
cannot be destroyed. It can disappear from the living people, Christian or other of this world, but not at all.
Then what do you mean by spiritual revolution?
It is to see, to look for the real truth, the simple truth, the very simple truth, and to abandon our way of life, aiming only for money, power, and material things, to go back to simple living, and especially to living with up.
Living?
Living with higher thoughts.
Your higher thoughts, is there any definition of the higher thoughts?
We can feel it, we can believe it, but we cannot explain it.
Now, if there is explanation why a person who is not a human being, say God.
We say God.
Then why should you not take it?
He says if it were presented, he would accept it and try to promote it.
Just find out this verse, 8th chapter, Parastasmatu-bhava-anya-bhaktya-bhaktya-sanātana.
Parastasmatu-bhava-anya-bhaktya-bhaktya-sanātana. Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is.
I do quite agree. And we do all in our center agree with it.
So then, first of all, we have to understand what is our constitutional position. We, living entity, we are superior energy, eternal. And after annihilation of this body, I, the spirit soul, superior energy, I am not annihilated. I accept another body, material body. And there are varieties of body, 8,400,000.
On this point of view, when some people are going very badly wrong with us, of course, for us it is like air, but we say, poor people, what about their karma?
No.
That is how we look at it. What about their karma? It is a pity for them that they do so wrong, because they will have to pay for it. That is all.
That pay for it means he has got this chance of human body. Now he will have to accept lower grade animal body.
He says that on these points we are in agreement.
Therefore the real inconvenience is that I am eternal. I am now put into such condition that I have to change my body, and there is risk of getting degraded body. Therefore my problem is that I'm put into this condition, repetition of change of body to get out of it. That is spiritual. And transform myself there. Parastasmat bhav anna. Just like we are in this material nature, if we transfer to that spiritual nature, then there is no more this problem. Getting this body, again annihilate, again get another body, again annihilate, this problem is solved. And that is spiritual.
So he said they completely accept that there is a superior energy.
Therefore human activity should be adopted for going back to home, back to garden. That is spiritual movement. We are giving this idea in practical form, why not cooperative?
And so he says, first of all, that so far as cooperation is concerned, he's just one man. He's the president. Although he's the president, he's only one man. And he can only speak in terms of cooperating with the spiritual movement among the more enlightened members of his group.
Yes, that is required, because if the enlightened man of the society does something, others will follow.
Right.
It is not that the general mass of people has to be educated, they will be automatically educated, they follow. If the enlightened man is living in such a way that he is going to be transferred to the spiritual world, then others will follow. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jajjad Acharati Sreshtha. At least there must be a class of men, ideal men, that they are preparing themselves for transferring to the spiritual world. Then people will see that here is the ideal man and they will try to follow. But if people see that he is also like us, he is also drinking, he is also eating meat, and he is also having illicit sex, then where is the ideal man? Everyone is implicated with these things, sinful life.
He knows about Guru Maharaj Ji. He says he has so many people following him. The only conclusion that we can have is that there are many, many people who are looking for spiritual life.
Yes.
And they took everything they can find.
That is a fact. People, especially in the Western world, they are actually looking after some spiritual emancipation. But they think that from India, actually that is a fact, that when any rascal come, they go round him. But why the Western people, those who are on the top of educational and social position, they try to understand what is spirit like and follow them and place an ideal life so that others may follow.
Some friends were even visitors of the temples at Benares.
The gold temple of Benares. Yes, free
entry. That is as a tourist.
Yeah.
But that is not understanding of spiritual life.
Oh, I don't speak of tourists. I speak of a holy man. Mm. Be careful. Not a tourist. Mm. Not as a tourist.
Mm.
As a man having attained very high in truth, and for this reason, not as a tourist.
Holy. Holy.
He was at the time clothed like you.
Holy man means the real purpose of going to holy places is to find out there the holy man and take knowledge from him. That is real going to the holy places of pilgrimage.
He says that his members who have gone to India, they themselves are considered to be holy men.
And he went not there as tourist or to inquire. He went to speak, to try to speak about the truth.
Mm. That is?
About other questions.
So, some of you have gone. So what truth you have seen, that is, what is the truth? What you have learned about the truth?
That we must continue to look for it.
But that is, they have not looked. But they have not
to try to reach it.
They try.
They try.
But they have not reached.
He says he doesn't pretend to have found it.
That's it. But then the next step is just to now find it. Here is the truth. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna. So why don't you accept this truth? If you are actually trying to find out the truth, here is the truth. It is accepted by all learned scholars and acharyas of India. The supreme absolute truth is Krishna. So why don't you study Krishna?
That's the kind of question that you would have to ask his members.
I can ask members. I can talk with the members. If they're actually trying to find out the truth, then I can present them the truth.
He says that perhaps his members won't think that they need this kind of truth.
Then what is this searching after truth?
Alors, s'ils vont penser, maybe they already know the truth.
Then no.
What is the truth? Let us
know. I'm sure that some of them knows perfectly well all the Bhagavad Gita.
What is that?
He says that don't really need proof to convince anyone.
Hmm?
Why should you have to show proof that you know the
answer? If you are searching after truth, suppose if you are searching after gold, and if I give you gold, why don't you accept it?
His position is that by their research, they have discovered the truth.
What is the truth?
He says it's the same truth that we are following.
And same truth, this is there. What is the
tangible
presentation of the
truth?
He says he cannot explain it.
Yeah, we can explain. Why don't he, does it attack from us? He can explain. If he knows truth, let him explain. If he does not know, take it from us.
I do not, because I am trying to understand. I do not. I don't say to you, I know the truth, not at all. I hope to know.
No, why don't you take truth from us?
Huh?
He says because he already has a guru, and he already has everything he needs.
But your guru has not given him the truth, you do not know.
He says that the guru doesn't give the truth just like that. He says it's something that you have to work for little by little.
Then he does not know what is truth. We can give truth just like I give you some money. Yes, take this, $100. We can give the truth in that way.
Why should he take it just like that when he can go on as he is going, preparing himself little bit by little bit?
Why little bit? If he gets the thing immediately, why should he go little by little?
He says because he finds it more pleasing.
Hmm?
His spiritual master has given him a name, Ratnananda.
Hmm.
And he says that name means one who prepares himself little by little for the truth.
Hmm. That is a very good intelligence. Suppose you are searching after $1,000,000, you are working little by little, little, and if somebody says, here is $1,000,000, you take it. Why don't you take it?
See, he says it's a moral question. Hmm. He already has his guru, and his guru has died, and gone over to the other side, and he can't change gurus.
But there is no question of changing guru. If he is actually searching after the truth, then why he is denying the truth when it is delivered?
He would have to be sure that it was the actual highest truth.
The whole truth.
Yes.
Eternal truth.
The conclusion we came to yesterday with our other guests, that he says that they have also found truths in China, they have also found truths in other scriptures.
So what is that truth? Is that reality?
He says he himself, he doesn't have the words to describe it.
Sansadikripa.
If you cannot describe the reality, then you have not received the reality. As soon as you say you cannot describe, then you have no idea what is the reality.
But he's willing to admit that.
So if you are actually searching after reality, why not, if reality is available from other sources, why don't you take it?
Certainly his members would have some questions they would want to ask you, and perhaps even you might have some questions that you would want to ask from his members.
Very good. Very good.